And today, we're going to be joined by two experts who are bringing new ideas to mature industries and to very different industries. We're going to start by talking to Joe McSweeney. Joe is the president of Cascade Designs. Cascade creates gear like sleeping bags and tents and mattress pads and water purifiers that you could take on a weekend hike or to the summit of Mount Everest. They're going to discuss how they invent new products for a very mature industry to be used in very extreme conditions.
Any other company out there, find somebody who does tents, stoves, sleeping bags, mattresses, snowshoes, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact was we had a lot of competitors eating away at us in small bites. So at that point, we reorganized the company into divisions, eight divisions, and basically at the front end, by the way. And each of those divisions became like a small startup within the organization. And they were populated by a pretty focused team of people who lived and breathed that particular category. The divisions were organized around category. And that changed everything. Immediately, these people got a sense of enemy, a sense of competition, and they started innovating to save their lives. And the change in the organization was pretty dramatic. I started, you know, meeting customers, and once again, they started talking to me about the latest, greatest product we came out with.
Okay, so it sounds like this kind of somewhat chaotic internal structure where you've got these independent organizations all developing stuff. And to some degree, that's reflected in your website. I mean, you've got a lot of different brands. I wonder what my marketing colleagues would say about the proliferation of brands and somewhat similar products in those different brands. For example, you've got a lot of waterproof or durable stuff sacks and carrying bags that are spread across your different brands. How do you think about that brand question? And why do you carry so many different brands?
I'm just going to quote Steve Jobs a little bit, but in a very different way. So Steve joined Apple. It's a story everybody knows. He went up on a whiteboard. He drew a box. They had about, 500 different products. He drew a box. Professional, desktop, home, desktop, portable. We're going to have four products. So the temptation then is to do what Apple does, have four products. No, you do what Apple does, be different. So if so to do the same thing is not being different, it's being the same. So we're different. Every marketing, classic traditional marketing person who comes near Cascade Designs says, hey, why don't you sell under one brand? Why don't you make Cascade Designs a brand? So we deliberately don't do that. And the reason behind it is that we perceive that brands that focus are perceived as more authentic, more premium. And I'm going to give you an example. One of our team here went to hear Alan Mulally, who CEO of Ford. And when he joined Ford, they picked him up at the airport in a Land Rover. One of my favorite brands, by the way. But then he was taken to the executive car park, and the entire car park was full of Land Rovers and Jaguars because Ford had purchased Land Rovers and Jaguars. Obviously, none of the executives wanted to drive a Ford. So the basic point I'm getting across here is that a brand, and I love Ford, by the way, but a brand that attempts to be all things to all people will not be perceived as being particularly brilliant in any one area. And of course, there are exceptions to that out there. But that is the basic principle behind our multi-brand strategy. And it is very difficult to do. Our marketing dollars are stretched extremely thin. Our marketing people complain about it. Our website looks clunky. If you go in at the Cascade Designs level, I completely agree. But it makes us different, and it gives us a diversification of presence in the customer's mind, which we find extremely valuable.
And how do you manage that internally? It seems like if you had, you know, full profit and loss statements for these different business units, you could set up an internal war where they're, you know, if my bonus depends on my business doing better than, you know, Snog's business over in another part of the company, then I'm not going to share anything with him.
We do have profit and loss statements for the brands, and we don't my immediate thought when you said, how do you manage that, is we don't manage it. You really have to be careful not to overmanage innovation. I like to think of the company as an ecology. And in an ecology, which is like a natural environment, different creatures, different species occupy their own niche. And if they attempt to become another species, that species will out-innovate them. So we just allow the thing to evolve in its own way.